This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our guy Georgie, start out the 3 o'clock hour here on 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. So I missed the 2 o'clock hour, the first segment, so I didn't get to hear the headlines. Solana, by the way, was incorrect. There is a joint practice this week. They have joint practice on Thursday with the Jaguars, which made sense based on your reaction to it. It was only a matter of time before we found out that there was a joint practice.
I guessed. That is an amazing phrase.
And it's not that you guessed. It was very, very apparent that you guessed.
But it was an educated guess. It truthfully wasn't.
It was wrong.
You can have an educated guess and that guess be incorrect.
How was that an educated guess?
Because
hadn't read something led you to believe. Like anything you haven't read, you assume isn't happening?
No. But let's say I literally did not consume a single anything that had to do with the Dolphins over the past 2 months. And then I came on the show and you said, hey, are the Dolphins practicing this week? I said, no, I don't think so. I wouldn't have any sort of reason to be making a guess. But I read a ton of articles regarding the Miami Dolphins over the past 24 hours.
All recaps, though. Have you read anything previewing the Jags game?
I have not.
Because that's where it would be. Everything you've read, everything I've read, is recaps of what happened this weekend.
Correct. But there's been some articles today regarding Matthew Judon. There's been several different columns regarding the Miami Dolphins that I've read. And none of them...
What's happening here? You are defending your guess that the Dolphins were not having a joint practice when we know that they are?
I'm just making it known that it was an educated guess despite it being incorrect.
Wouldn't an educated guess be, hey, they've had joint practices with each of the teams that they've played so far in this preseason, so it would lead me to believe they'll also have a joint practice with the final one?
I would say that's an educated guess as well.
I think you have a very loose idea of what an educated guess is. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll talk some Dolphins. I don't even know who headlines are brought to you by.
Doral Kia.
Mm-hmm. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Although I don't think that's the proper liner. I don't think you updated the liner.
It's what's on the log, Hawk.
All right.
Did you guess?
I think.
Was it an educated guess?
I did double check. Great joke, Jimmy. Do you want me to tell
your guesses? Your guesses are falling so hard they could be a crater.
You want me to tell you what we covered in that first segment really quickly? It was basically all the headlines for today. The Miami Hurricanes, Hawk, I don't know if you saw this, is going to be an orange out. Notre Dame, and their tweet.
I'm thrilled with this.
Their tweet is great.
They always do whiteouts blackouts. Let's do our colors. Do an orange out or a green out. And orange is perfect. I'm very, very happy with this.
Their tweet announcing this, to me, is great. They say, this isn't a request. This is a challenge. On August 31st, we orange out Hard Rock Stadium. I like that. It's not like, hey, please wear orange. It's like, bro, wear orange.
Wear
like,
orange.
Wear
I'll
orange.
Kick your ass if you don't.
Yeah. I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know.
A little aggressive.
I may have gone too far.
Listen, we all remember what UF did last year with their whiteout, and then the Canes were like, "Well, we're white." So then everybody in that stadium looked like they were rooting for the opposing team, who came in and kicked their ass. By the way, at the Swamp.
Well, that's always the weird thing to me is if you do a whiteout or a blackout, everybody wears white and black anyway. Do something unique to your school. Like, I don't know, if you're FSU, do a garnet out. Is there such a thing as a garnet out?
Sounds stupid. Might be cool, but the name is terrible. If you do an orange out at Hard Rock, you better feel that thing because
well,
those
that's
seats
the
are
thing. That's why I feel like this is the perfect game to do it, because this one's got to be sold out to the brim. It's a primetime game, holiday weekend. Like,
for sure.
This is when you do it. You're going to look like a major collegiate powerhouse. And if you try that against any other team on any other home game this season, I'm not certain you'd have the desired effect.
Canes are only 2-point dogs, by the way. I think they were 3.5-point dogs the last time we talked about it. And I just happened, and we were talking about it. I checked. They're 2-point dogs at home on August 31st.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was saying, we said in the first segment, that time where Dave and Buster's in Wisconsin walked in, and we were like, what are they eating? Notre Dame. I was just in South Bend last week. They're big. And I haven't been around the Canes, so – they're big as hell.
Was it Gino who was on with us last week who said, hey, these guys that Mario has brought in, was it Gino or someone else?
Sedano. It was George Sedano, right?
Sedano. That's right. Sedano was there. You were off that day. Sedano happened to be in Miami for ACC Network, and he had gone to Hurricanes practice. But he was saying the guys Mario has recruited – he's like, they look like these big, giant Big Ten linemen that, you know, Manny Diaz had a different idea. Yeah, it was Sedano. Manny Diaz, he was like, Manny Diaz had a speed idea and, you know, agility or whatever. And he said, these guys Mario has brought in look like Big Ten linemen.
That's good. Because Notre Dame was big as all get up. So I was like, yeah, we're gonna see something. But the strength of their team is supposed to be their O-line.
Yeah,
they said three or four of them getting drafted next year. So go show out.
Who are you more excited for? Matthew Judon potentially signing with the Miami Dolphins, potentially, or Drew Smith signing a 3-year deal to be back with the Miami Heat?
The Judon visit is interesting. A lot of people who cover the team are pointing it out on Twitter. Does that kind of connote that maybe the injuries are a little bit worse to Jalen Phillips, or that maybe we're let on because there's still this glaring problem of the cornerbacks. But for me, like, if you can get a guy like Judon, why wouldn't you?
Oh, that's my take. Like, they're almost acting like it's either Judon or a corner.
Right. I'm like, hey, get everyone. Get everyone who's really good. Yes. Just get them.
Let's acquire a lot of talent to head into an NFL season.
Yeah. And Drew Smith, God bless.
Hawk. This man has brought up Drew Smith 5 times in an hour and 17 minutes.
Well, I guess that's why the Haywood Highsmith thing happened, so that they could sign Drew Smith. Is that what did I read over the weekend?
Yeah, pretty much. They traded Haywood. They could have waited to trade Haywood Highsmith, but they didn't. They traded him now. The Brooklyn Nets have cap now, and that made some space to go sign Drew Smith to a 3-year deal. Only the first year is guaranteed, by the way. This isn't like they're committing a ton of cap space to Drew Smith over the next 3 years. But some Heat fans are outraged because, hey, like Drew Smith, what has he done? He's had a major knee surgery. Then he tore his Achilles a season ago. Like, what has he done to deserve a roster spot? Which is fair.
I couldn't pick Drew Smith out of a lineup of two.
But let me guess, you love it, Solana.
I think it's honestly one of the best deals or moves that the Heat have done in quite some time.
Not checkers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's D-R-U, not D-R-E-W.
That I knew.
Matt Mervis went 0 for 2 this week in Hawk. I don't know if you saw. And
they pinch hit him?
They pinch hit him.
He didn't play. They didn't start him.
On Sunday. Yesterday, pinch hit, 0 for 2. Batting average is down to like 142 or 137.
It's ridiculous. Well, how about letting him get in a groove, Skip? They're going to pinch hit him. It's ridiculous.
The Reno Aces have lost 10 straight. They were swept in a 7-game series by the Chihuahuas. They've lost 10 straight.
Nice. Good managing. You get the minor league all-star of the year, and you ride the bench with them, and you lose your 10th straight. All right.
You know, but shadow banned him, a curveball. Curveball shadow banned him. Yeah.
They shadow banned him. Yeah.
Sliders.
Yeah, he's going to get in a good groove coming into pinch hit on a Sunday afternoon. ridiculous.
We really hitched our wagon to perhaps the worst possible player on the Marlins roster in the past 3 years. I mean, really think about it. Honestly, I love Matt Mervis, Mervis Militia till I die.
Doesn't sound like it.
But think about it. We hitched our wagon to a guy who has been DFA'd, then just flat out released, and now he's on a team. They've lost 10 straight in the minors, and they won't even play him.
Right. I had no idea the tentacles of anti-Semitism run this deep in baseball. Okay, laugh it off. Because there's only one Jewish home run hitter that went from the majors to DFA to release to riding the bench, and he happens to be one of the Brotherhood.
Hey, man, the Marcy Militia is ready for you whenever you're ready to come over.
Nah, the hell with that.
The Herons, Inter-Miami beat the LA Galaxy Saturday night. Messi scored the go-ahead goal. Ridiculous what he's still doing at this age. It was a fun game for those of you at Chase Stadium. All right, guys. Marlins tonight, 6:40. Yuri gets the start. Cardinals are in town.
All right.
Your weather, it's hot. 95 degrees or somewhere in the 90s. It's hot.
It is hot.
It's warm out there.
It is legit hot. All right, we'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored in the next segment. Talk a little Dolphins.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Saw on the celebrity birthdays today, Willie Cauley Stein.
He still play?
Willie Cauley Stein. There's a throwback celebrity birthday. What is he doing?
I think he's in China.
Is he?
Yeah, the last time I remember he was playing in China.
Loosey-goosey with this celebrity title.
I know. It's really funny to me.
Once you make the celebrity birthday list, you're on the celebrity birthday list. Like, if you were a celebrity, then you're a celebrity.
Yeah, but you know what? If you were a celebrity, that does not make you always a celebrity. Like, I could make the argument that Willie Cauley Stein is not a celebrity.
If you can walk into a Walmart and nobody notice you, you're not really a celebrity.
But Willie Cauley Stein would get, maybe not in Miami, but like in Sacramento or Dallas.
Right now. 2025, Willie Cauley Stein walks into a Dallas bar.
Is Hassan Whiteside a celebrity?
100%. Hassan Whiteside walks into TJ Maxx in Midtown right now Miami, and there's people lining up to take pictures and get autographs. 100%.
I was at the mall with Jaime Jaquez Jr., and I think I'm the only one that knew who he was.
Yeah, but wasn't he just drafted at that point?
Yes.
Yeah, the only interview he had done was with Solana for a lot while. I saw Big Boom AJ yesterday. I recognize him a mile away.
Not a celebrity.
Absolutely a celebrity.
No.
How was it?
More subscribers than you.
Mm-hmm. How was it? I want to know everything, Hawk. Like, was he? Did you have to like pull his arm to do a boom? Like,
no,
how was it?
It was so delightful. So Lori and I are out exercising. I'm on the other side of the street. This is a street where we live, but you know, we live in a commercial area. You know, there's apartments, and then there's restaurants and shops. And I know he had done social media at that card store before because I've seen it on his. Right. On his social media, and I've been like, oh, wow, that's the card store that's downstairs, you know, because downstairs from our building. So we're on the other side of the street. I see his, in like across the street, a guy in the shirt that he always wears with a black hat. And I'm thinking to myself, that's got to be him. It has to be him because the card store closes at like 5 p.m. This was at like 7:30 maybe. So the place was closed. So we loop around and I see it's him. So, and it says closed. The thing's closed and the door's locked. You know, I'm not walking in. So I walk to the window and I do a little point and a thumbs up like, hey, Big Boom AJ, I see you. And he comes outside. He unlocks the door. He comes outside and he gave me the fist bump. I grabbed it accidentally. It was a whole mess. I was all sweaty. It was all sweaty. So I said, hey, man, that's so cool. I said, and I think I connected with them on a fatherly level because I said, I know I'm not in your demo. And he said, well, you'd be surprised. People, you know, all age groups enjoy our stuff. I said, I have to tell you, as a father, I love that you created this niche with your son because I know their whole story of, they were just looking for a father-son thing to do. They started this little YouTube channel for whatever reason it blew up. And I said, and I appreciate the fact that you've involved your daughter now and your wife and your nephews, nieces. And so we just started talking. And so he said, do you want to get a picture? So we did the picture. And then, you know, Lori, and then he says, do you want to do a video? He says, do you want to do a video?
Oh, God.
Wow.
And so I say, no, I tried to play it cool. Like, oh, yeah, no, that's not necessary. And Lori goes, oh, come on, you have to do a video. So, and he's such a pro. He's better at this than I am. And I'm so good at this stuff. And so I go, well, what do you want to do on the video? And he goes, just follow my lead. Now, when you're watching them, yeah, the chicken bake. I forgot all the stuff I wanted to talk to him about too. Chicken bakes and double chunk chocolate cookies. Like I didn't get anything out that I wanted to get out because I was so starstruck. So he goes, yeah, just follow my lead. I had said when he came out the first, you know, instant, I said, hey, my name is Hawk. I never said it to him again. He starts the video and he just goes, it's Big Boom AJ with Big Boom Hawk. Like it was so cool on his part. And then obviously I knew the time to go boom.
Right.
And that was it. So Lana says he has the video. Here's the video. This is me and Big Boom AJ in downtown Boca yesterday. Don't mind my sweat or the Levitard Show t-shirt.
Big Hawk, and we came to bring the boom.
I need extra boom.
Play it one more time, Solana. Can you play it one more time?
I'm here with Big Hawk, and we came to bring the
starts it
boom!
Too late. He goes, yeah, he does the whole I'm a big boom AJ. But he wears the same thing every like he's so easy to recognize. And I said, and then I saw, you know, in the background, I saw Big Justice, and I said, is that Big Justice? And he said, yeah, he's doing a live stream though. So I said, oh, okay, we won't bother him.
I'm more famous than this whole family.
Nope.
I'm looking at the numbers right now.
No.
I'm looking at the numbers. You said look at the numbers, subscribers, and I'm looking at the numbers.
You're recognizable.
Hawk, I'm looking at this. We bring the boom, the videos, and all this crap. No.
Are you looking at his YouTube page?
Yes.
You looking at TikTok?
I'm not going through all that.
Instagram?
I'm more famous than this heavyset family. That's what I am.
They were on Jimmy Fallon. The other night.
I was on Tamron Hall. 3 times.
That's all I need to know.
The only reason
you were on Tamron Hall is because Willie Cauley-Stein was busy.
I do love that you were kind of looking at him, waiting for your cue.
Right.
And then the second you're like, boom, oh,
this is obvious. Yeah. Like, cause he just goes, follow my lead. I'm not used to that. I'm used to being the guy that sends the lead and whatever, but he was great. He was so nice. And he's like, take my number. And he's like, I'd like to come on the show. Gave me his number. I didn't ask him for it.
So he's coming on.
Yeah. 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 He goes, take my number. And yeah, it was, I'm telling you, it was delightful. He was so genuinely nice.
Had he heard of the show?
No.
Oh.
Buzzkill.
Does he have a show?
He's got the YouTube show.
Well, he should get me on because I can amp it up for him. We're going the wrong way with this thing, man. I'm looking at these numbers.
No, because he's doing, yes. Aren't they doing like streams with Aiden Ross and stuff? Like you're not in his neighborhood.
I'm looking at the numbers. You say look at the numbers. I went to look like, oh, he's gonna have 100 million views. No.
Bro, their
the
social
pivot has 100 million views.
Their social media impact, like their world on social media, TikTok, Instagram. Is way bigger.
So and I'm not look even up, saying Big that. Boom AJ.
Yeah.
AJ and Big Justice. Bro, they've got 500,000 Instagram followers on just one account. And then on TikTok, it's gotta be almost a million.
Probably a million. Yeah. Listen, I'm rooting for you, Crowder. You just don't have you're part of the old breed. You gotta make listen. Room for the new guys. Mm-hmm. He's just more popular than you. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. I know him, you don't want to hear
him,
it.
Give him my number and we can talk because, yeah, this is ridiculous. heavy set old man and a little boy that eats chicken bakes. Come on, man. Get out of here.
I mean, I can guarantee you he can bench more than you. I'm pretty sure he could bench you.
A 60-year-old and a 40-year-old having a bench press off.
I'm pretty sure he could bench press you.
It's ridiculous.
I saw the video of you and Fred and RC. You couldn't get that thing up once.
I could have. The visual of me struggling with one was a lot better than me getting six.
He's saying
it was convenient.
It was a shtick, Hawk. That's what
that
I asked.
Sounds
him.
Convenient.
Yeah. I think we talked earlier. I think it was so lame that they wanted to do a bench press off. We're 40. Who gives a damn who much can bench 225?
You know, Rizzler is more popular than you too.
100%.
The fat boy that rubs his chin.
Yep. Is that Fallon?
What's his title? I was on Tamron Hall 3 times.
All right, here's your 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
The Rizzler has 1.4 million Instagram followers. That's crazy, man.
You better get them numbers up now.
Yeah, listen.
Before them diabetes kick in.
I mean, I think they're saying the same thing about you.
Man, how they let this little boy get this big?
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. I got back to the apartment. I texted Solana and you. I'm like, I just had the greatest celebrity run-in that I've ever had. I'm still on a high. It was so delightful.
Amazing.
And he was exactly where I wanted to run into him. Just in downtown Boca where I knew he was. Everybody wants to run into him at Costco, but I don't go to Costco. So I knew I was going to run into him one day in downtown Boca. There he was. What a delight, man.
Can you imagine if
the Rizzler was there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Holy mackerel.
Every day at 158, you just light up.
I mean,
you get a chance to talk to me.
I told him he's a part of our signing off montage.
He is. He is the signing off montage.
But I was so tongue tied. He goes, "Oh, what do you use?" And I forgot. I just got tongue tied. And I know we use the but and he would have been delighted. I was so starstruck. I was like, I don't even remember, but I know you're part of it. I don't think I've ever been that starstruck before.
You want to meet Vernon Carey?
No.
I got his number.
I think I do too.
I could introduce you to Lusaka Polite.
I mean, I'm going to be hanging with Aiden Ross and Mr. Beast and the Rizzler, and you're at some you're like an Applebee's with a Rondé and Lusaka Polite.
You want to meet Randy McMichael?
It is funny how that has changed. Where, I don't know, Hawk, I'm sure 30 years ago, meeting a movie star or meeting a Super Bowl winner, Dan Marino, right, would have been the coolest effing thing in the world. And now, like, I Dan Marino, like, hey, what up? And then,
yeah, whatever.
Here comes Mr. Eats 305. I'm like, oh my God, man. Bro, you ate chocolate chip cookies last week and I went there. Like,
I know,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Funny, right? Like, I can't believe you were at the place. I go to that place.
Oh, man.
So funny. I texted it to a pal in Whittingham last night, my celebrity run in. A pal responded with OMG in all caps 500 times. He could not believe that I had just run into Big Boom AJ.
Oh, what have I got myself into?
What has happened? Somebody says Crowder's in the Tamron Hall of Fame.
So three times I've been on Tamron Hall.
Anyway, you're 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. So USA Today Dolphins Wire, they did the Pro Football Focus grades. And listen, you know, anytime you look at the grades from preseason games, you have to take it all with a grain of salt because of who they're playing with. Yes. But a couple things jumped out at me. The five best grades on offense, Theo Weiss was up there. I thought he had a good game. D. Eskridge was up there as well. Best grades on defense, Cam Smith was up there, believe it or not. Kenneth Grant was up there. But the five worst grades on offense, the worst graded offensive player for the Dolphins Saturday on Pro Football Focus was Jalen Wright.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, again, I don't want to take too much from preseason, but I just wonder if people are starting to get a little bit concerned about Jalen Wright, especially when you have this new toy in Ollie Gordon. I just wonder if there's something brewing there.
Yeah. Huck, who was we made fun of because he would have numbers like that? 5 carries for 4 yards.
Kalen Ballage.
Yeah. Like, I don't care who you're playing against. You should never have less than a yard of carry. I don't give a damn who you're behind. A running back should be able to find some way to get a yard every time they run the ball. And he hasn't been impressive. He can't do what Achan does. He's not big enough to be that change of pace back. He's just, he has not been impressive. And what was he, a third rounder? Like, we were talking about Cam Smith being a second rounder, to now have a third rounder that might be getting out of the good graces of the coaches. And that was last year. He's a second year guy and already about to get his job taken. That's concerning.
Because, you know, I said after the first preseason game, again, was it Chicago?
Yeah.
That, you know, Coach McDaniel would have been a little more creative at the goal line. But I guarantee you, after that drive, they wanted to get that ball in the end zone. Like, mm-hmm. they gave it to Jalen Wright because they thought he would get the ball into the end zone. And they tried it over and over again. I think that was the first red flag, but he did not look very good on Saturday. So I don't, and Ollie Gordon does look good. That's the thing that makes it that much more dramatic, I think.
Game one, just that series. I don't know his numbers from that Bears game. He got 3 yards on three carries. Then he gets 4 yards on three more carries in this game last week. Just he's not producing. It's a production thing. He's not producing. Eight carries, 8 yards. Like, Jimmy could get 8 carries for 8 yards.
The only thing I would say, though, is that they're not using him to his strengths. He's not a
right. They're using him like a bruising back,
right? And yeah. And he's not that. And also, bro, the Dolphins' starting offensive line the other day. I mean, like no running back in the history of the league should be put in that situation where they're running behind Keon Smith, Jonah Savainaya, Daniel Brunskill, Jackson Carmen, and Larry Borum. Like that's a shell of what the Dolphins' starting O line is going to look like. And look, Ollie Gordon is making the most of that, to his credit. But I'm not ready to pun on Jalen Wright, but he's definitely lost RB2 as of now.
That's what I think. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're going to get rid of him because I thought he had some good games last season.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know I'm more excited about Ollie Gordon getting the ball than Jalen Wright. Yeah. I can just as a fan, I'm more excited when I see Ollie Gordon back there than Jalen Wright. Yeah. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up on the program. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little Dolphins. Isaiah Smalls II, who is the newest member of the Miami Dolphins beat. Who's it for? The Miami Herald, Swan?
Yeah, Miami Herald.
Writes for the Miami Herald. He's going to join us, so we'll talk some Dolphins with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.